Ezra chapter 3, verse 10. Listen close. And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priest in their apparel with trumpets. Preachers, aren't you glad you got your trumpet? Aren't you glad you got something to declare? Something to lift up the name of the Lord's name with and tell about His goodness and His greatness. Listen, they set the priest in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, that's the ones that took care of the church. That's the ones that were there and made sure the church could continue on, that the doors would always stay open and everything that the church needed was there. I'm going to call that her deacons. The Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, what was their purpose? To praise the Lord. Aren't you glad? It is an honor and a privilege just to come to the house of the Lord and praise the Lord. Now listen, if I could get through this. After the ordinance of David, the king of Israel, verse 11, and they sang together by the chorus in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord. Why would we give praise and thanks unto the Lord? What reason would we possibly have to do something like that? Because He is good.
Amen.
Preachers, has He been good to you?
Amen.
Deacons, has He been good to you? You pray for us. For His mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people, are you out there this morning? All the people shouted with a great shout. Would they praise the Lord because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid.
Amen.
You've been here a while, Levites, haven't you? Has the Lord had mercy on Dutch Bottoms? Has He blessed it? Has He been good to it? Every deed we've had since I've been here, we didn't have to think twice about it. God provided.
Right.
All we had to do was mention it, and it was taken care of. Did you know there are churches that aren't like that? Did you know there are churches where their buildings are crumbling, where they don't have the money to refurbish them and things like that? Mm-hmm. Here we are, Marty. All these years that God has provided everything we've ever needed for Israel. He's blessed Israel. And I know people say God's going to bless Israel. Well, listen, the church is spiritual Israel.
Amen.
And I read in God's word, and I'll let you sit down in just a minute, boys. I read in God's word where He asked Peter one time, He said, "Who say ye that I am?" And Peter said, "Some say that thou art Elias. Some say that thou art John the Baptist." But Jesus said, "Whom say you that I am?" And Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Upon this rock," He said, "flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven." Aren't you glad you've got a church where the foundation has been laid? Are you glad you've got a church where Jesus is still welcome, where He still preached, where He still worshiped, where He still sung about, where He still praised? Israel has surely been blessed.
Amen.
And the people shouted with a great shout. Before I leave Peter, let me say this. And I'm going to read the rest of this. He said, flesh and blood is not revealed this unto you. You're not here because Robert and Shelby Reed brought you all those years. You're here because one day a long time ago, amen, you got on the foundation.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. You're not here because Mike and Tootsie Lewis brought you all those years. You're here because one night a long time ago, Keith Lewis got on the foundation. Aren't you glad? Israel's been blessed. That bottom's been blessed. He's had mercy on us now through the years. Just think about what has happened in our day in the last 10, 15 years. We read where people go in churches with guns and things like that. You know why it's not happened here? Because God is merciful to us all.
Amen.
We could have security. We had a security team here at one time. We could do that. But the big hand of God is what's kept us safe.
There you go. Amen.
Oh. They rejoiced because the foundation had been laid.
Yeah.
Listen, they sang together by a chorus in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord because he is good.
Yes.
For his mercy endureth forever.
Amen.
Toward Israel, and all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid.
Amen.
Now, we've lived to the day where people think we ought to have polite church. You know what I'm talking about?
Bless him, Lord.
We've lived to the day where people think we ought to be nice and quiet.
Yeah.
And smile.
Yeah.
Never raise a voice.
Bless him, Lord.
Never shed a tear.
That's right.
Never show weakness of any kind. We're all sinners in the government of God.
Yes.
All have sinned and come short. Now listen, verse 12, but many of the priests and Levites and chief of the fathers who were ancient men, and I'm glad the Lord's blessed us. We've got a lot of new folks at Dutch Bottoms come since I've been here, that had seen the first house when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice.
Amen.
And many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off. So much for your polite church.
Amen.
I don't read in heaven where we're going to sit with our legs crossed and our arms folded, shaking our heads and never saying a word. I believe it's going to be praise.
Right.
I believe we're going to lift. I believe the Bible said that everything that has breath, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord. So preachers, has God blessed you? Has God been good to you? How about it, Levi? Seekers, has God had mercy on Dutch Bottoms and blessed it down through the years?
Amen.
How about you, people? Has God been good to you?
Amen.
Has he blessed you more than you ever deserved?
Yes.
It said according to the ordinance of David. You know what David said in Psalm 23? My cup runneth over.
Amen.
Surely. surely goodness and mercy. We have pity parties, don't we? And if God will help me, I'll preach a little bit on the foundation here in a few minutes. Yeah. But David said this, and you know David. He lost three children that we can read about in God's Word. Trouble was on every hand. The sword never left his home. But read verse 6 in Psalm 23. Surely goodness, look behind you. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Oh, look behind you. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And where am I going to be? I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Did you know even death can't take me out of it?
Amen. That's right.
I'll just go to sleep.
Yeah,
and when I wake up, I'll still be in the house of the Lord.
Amen. That's right.
I'll be going that way with you all when this life is over.
Yeah.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
All right. You all can have a seat if you want to. They rejoiced because the foundation had been laid.
Amen.
You know what happened in the first house? Israel disobeyed God. You can read it about Jeremiah, how that he had the scribe write down in the scroll. And they took the scroll to the king. And the king was in his winter house. And he took a penknife. And the parts he didn't like, he cut out and threw it in the fire. And before he was done, it was all in the fireplace.
Bless the Lord.
That didn't stop Jeremiah, did it?
No.
And it didn't stop God either.
Right.
Jeremiah said, "Give them the scroll." And the words went right back down on the scroll just like they were to start with. Just because the king didn't like them, that didn't mean they weren't going to come true.
Amen.
Just because you may not like a certain part in the Word of God, and I've got a friend that's been going through this, and she's had a person been questioned her about, of all things, and the devil says you shouldn't say that, about, of all things, homosexuality. Now listen, sin is sin. And my sin is no greater than your sin.
Right.
And your sin is no greater than my sin, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Right.
But listen, friend, I can't justify my sin just because it's me.
Right.
I can't justify it just because it's my child or just because it's your child. Sin is still sin.
Right.
And the only way to get over sin is to get through Jesus.
Amen.
The only way to get your sin forgiven is to get on the solid foundation.
Amen.
We used to sing a song, and you pray for me.
Bless you, Lord.
It said, if it wasn't for the Lord,
what
would I do?
Amen. Come on, man.
And the tag line, the last line in the song says, He is everything to me. Thank God for the foundation.
Mm-hmm. Bless him, Lord.
And so, because the king wouldn't obey the words of the Lord, God sent another nation in. And they took captive the best and the brightest, and they burned Jerusalem to the ground. And we can read where after some 70 years in captivity, Nehemiah gets word about the plight of the few, the remnant that are left. And he goes down to see Jerusalem. And there are the walls that are torn down. And he remembered, didn't he? He remembered her first glory.
Yeah,
he remembered what it used to be like. And I mentioned Wednesday night, I hear a lot of talk like that about how it used to be. That don't mean we have to stay in the same valley. That doesn't mean that our steps cease. It just means we need to get back up where old timers used to be at. You know how they had power. We need to preach about number. We need to preach about timing. How about preaching about power on the altar at the house of God?
Amen. Come on.
You know how they had power in their life? They prayed.
Yeah.
They lived right.
Amen.
They went to church.
Yeah.
We live in a generation that they think that I'll do what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And you can. That doesn't mean God will bless you for it.
That's right.
That don't mean that God won't punish you when you're his child and you're not doing his will.
That's right.
If he would cause Jerusalem to be burned to the ground, what makes you think you're any different?
Yeah.
All right. They praise the Lord. Because the foundation was built. I look back over my life. Years are accumulating fast. I used to not have a gray hair in my head. And now what I've got left is about all gray. I even got a place or two where there's not any there anymore. Just like that seemed like.
Yeah.
Just a second, I blinked my eyes and I'm not young. I used to be a little bitty boy running around the altar church playing and standing up beside the piano and singing Jesus Loves Me with all the other kids. That used to be me. Standing on the altar with a girl I loved and saying I do. Just a young man, 20 or something years old, and that used to be me. Singing with mom and dad and seeing tears roll down faces and rejoicing in the Lord. That used to be me. You remember that David that I was telling you about? Through all these years, I found what he said to be true. He said, I once was young, and now I'm old, yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. You know how I made it this far? Keela sings a song, sang this far. You know how I made it this far? Because when I was 8-year-old boy, I got hold the foundation. Things change. Time changes things. People come and go in our lives. But Jesus, the foundation, said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you, for lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world.
Amen.
Oh, listen, I've heard some of your testimony. I heard Daddy talk this morning. Been a month or so since he's been able to be with us. He couldn't stand here on the altar in his spot. He couldn't sit on the pew like he'd like to. But in all that you went through, Jesus was still right here, way down on the inside. And when trouble came, all he had to do was speak peace.
Amen.
For no other foundation can any man lay than that that's already laid.
Bless you.
What is the foundation? Jesus.
Amen.
All right. Let's go another place here. I'm trying not to be too long. Jesus said this over in Matthew. I believe it's chapter 7. He said, any man that heareth these sayings, that believeth these sayings, and doeth them. Now listen, there's a difference between hearing and believing.
That's right.
I can hear what's going on over in Russia, but I have never been over there. My eyes have never laid sight on that place. I may not believe it, but I believe Jesus died on Calvary.
Amen.
I believe he rose on the third and appointed morning.
Amen.
And I believe he saved sinners. How do you know, preacher? Because he saved me.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Him that believeth and doeth these things, well, I likeneth him unto a man that built his house on the rock.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now, I'm about to tell you about two different men here. One built on the rock and one didn't. Listen carefully. He built his house on the rock, and the rains came, and the winds blew, and the storm raged.
Yeah.
I have heard you, Dutch Bottoms. I talked to some of you before service, heard some of you's testimony during service, and I would dare say there's some that I hadn't got to yet that you've been through a storm this week yourself.
Amen.
Maybe still the wind and the rain is falling on your life. How'd you make it thus far? Because a long time ago, you established your going on the rock.
Amen.
What did Jesus tell Peter? Upon this rock, I'll build my church. Oh, attendance is down. Oh, money is not coming in like it once did. Oh, people don't value the church anymore. There's no use in going on a regular basis. I made a trip to the altar. I'll be all right. Listen, this is what Jesus had to say about it. Upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen.
We are victorious. We are God's people, and he's going to take care of us.
Amen.
The winds, the rains, the storms came, and the man that had built his house on the rock, his house stood firm.
Amen.
Don't let Satan fool you into thinking just because you've committed yourself to the Lord that there's never going to be any rain. That the wind is never going to blow. That you're never going to face a heartache. That you're never going to face a trial. Here's what's going to happen. When you commit yourself to the Lord, Satan don't like that. And he's going to work that much harder to try to divert your attention. Let me tell you one more thing about Peter and Jesus. Some of your Bible readers, some of you may have never heard this before. In the fourth watch of the night, the ship was being tossed through the winds and the waves. A big storm raging. Is your big storm raging?
Yep.
And they thought they saw a ghost.
Yes.
And Peter said, he heard a voice, didn't he? He said, "It is I. Be not afraid." In the darkest dark of the night, with the storm raging, Peter and the disciples being tossed in the ship. But listen, they were not alone. You, in your storm, are not alone.
Amen.
He said, "It is I. Be not afraid." And Peter said, "Lord, if it be thou, bidst me to come unto thee." And what did Jesus say? It did not matter that the waves were over Peter's head. It did not matter that the wind was blowing against him so hard he thought he might not even be able to take one step. Jesus, in the middle of the storm raging, said, "Come." And Peter stepped down out of the boat. I'm trying my best to hurry. Stepped down out of the boat to go toward Jesus. But you know what Satan did? He made the waves a little higher. He made the wind blow a little harder. And when Peter took his eyes off Jesus, what happened to him? He began to sink. And he realized, oh, listen, if the waves are high, if the winds are blowing, there's only one place to look to. That's Jesus.
Amen.
Peter looked to Jesus.
Amen.
And said, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus reached forth his right hand, didn't he? Mm-hmm. He's waiting on you.
Amen.
If the storm has got you and you feel like you can't go any farther, try Jesus.
Amen.
He never fails.
Amen.
You thought I forgot about that fellow building his house on the sand, didn't you? I didn't. Let's talk about him. If I offered you the deed to $1 million property right on the coast, just step right off the front porch right into the sand and you could hear the waves and the winds blowing. Most people say yes, yes. Listen, it's not what the outside looks like. It's what's on the inside that matters.
Amen.
Amen.
This fella built his house on the sand. And you know what happened?
Yeah.
The winds still blew.
Right.
The rain still fell. The storm still raged. Mm-hmm. Are you a Christian?
I am.
Can you stand up right here beside of me?
Sure can.
Here's a Christian. The rain's going to fall on his head just like it does mine. The wind's going to blow in his life just like it does mine. And the only way either one of us are going to survive the storm is if we're founded on the rock.
Amen.
Amen.
It's the only way we can get through. Did you know that?
Yeah.
The winds blew, the rains fell, and the house on the stand, the house on the sand fell. It was all to pieces, ruined. No way that it could be salvaged again. If your life is not on the rock, the foundation of Jesus Christ, you'll never make it through the storm.
Amen.
You need Jesus. I've noticed this, and you may be able to tell me different. I don't know. It seems like when there's a storm, the sun kind of gets blocked out. Clouds roll in. Darkness comes in. And it's harder to see in the middle of a storm, isn't it, than it is when the sun's shining. Just because you can't see the sun don't mean it's not there. Just because everything looks so dark around you and you feel like you just can't go on, remember the sun is still shining. This storm will pass. But the sun will still shine. You'll still feel its warmth. He's with you all the way, even to the end of the world. I've got good news for you. Satan can't blow it out. Did you know that? I've got good news for you. When everything's said and done and all the storms blow over and we get to heaven, you know what we're going to see? We're going to see the S-O-N, the sun, still shining.
Amen.
God never promised you wouldn't have troubles. He never promised that you wouldn't face adversity, that you wouldn't have trials. You see, it's how you get through them.
Amen.
And you're still standing on the other side.
Yeah.
That lets your neighbors, your friends, your family know. Yes. You're on the rock.
Yes.
But many of the priests and the Levites and the chief of the fathers, who were ancient men that had seen the first house when the foundation... Let me just stop right there for just a minute. My Levites, my deacons, now listen, I appreciate everybody at Dutch Bombs. Yeah. I do. We need everybody, amen?
Yeah.
There's some faces that were here the first Sunday morning that you had me come. They've been with Dutch Bottoms for 30, 40, 50 years. You've seen her up. You've seen her down. You've seen her face trouble. When a preacher, you shouldn't preach about a church like that. Find me a church that's not had trouble.
That's right there.
You've seen her in trouble, and you've seen her shout victory. But through it all, she's still yours.
Amen.
And she still belongs to God.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for staying with her. Thank you for loving her enough to get up and get here and let people know God is good in your life. Thank you for being willing to praise the Lord. You want to talk about change? Let's talk about change. Before you ever elected me, I came, and when I got done, I said, does anybody have a testimony? And there was one little teenage girl who said, I'm glad I'm saved. And that was it. Look where we were and where we are.
Yeah.
I'd say God's been merciful.
Amen.
I'd say God is blessed with you.
Amen.
You know why? Because we were able to piece together. Because we were able to establish the foundation. Because we praised and worshiped the foundation. You know, you don't see the foundation butts on these multi-multi-million-dollar mansions. That's not what you look at.
Yeah.
You look at the 2, 3, 4 stories. You look at the enormity of the land that the building takes up. You look at the pretty green grass in front of it, maybe the pool, whatever. And it's listed for millions and millions of dollars. But one crack in the foundation can break the whole thing down.
Amen.
That's why I'm begging you, stay on the foundation.
Amen.
Stay with it. No matter what anybody else thinks, build your life on Christ. And you know what will happen when the winds and the rains come and the storm comes in your life? He'll give you grace to love your enemies.
Amen.
Had a big family. Granny and Mama taught you how to cook at the stove, taught you how to love and treat your family, and they brought you here. And of all the things that they taught you, the most important one they taught you was to base your life Jesus. Aren't you glad Aren't you glad to see everything else is just temporary?
Like yeah.
The Sunday school lesson we heard today, time passes by. I like that song. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Friend, everything in this life that we have is that I can put my hands on is temporary.
Amen.
The one thing I can't touch, the one thing I can't get to, that's mine. How come you can't get to it? Because if I could get to it, I'd mess it up. If I could get to it, I'd slip and drop it and break it. I'd ruin it. I'd get it blackened. Why can't you get to it, preacher? Because it's sealed. Until the day of redemption.
Amen.
The Lord knew what a klutz I was. He knew how I was, so he sealed it, so even I couldn't mess it up. That eternal salvation. And when he comes back, I'll say, here I am.
Amen.
I'll say, I have been redeemed.
Amen.
Aren't you glad?
Amen.
Listen, there are more important things in life than whether your kid gets to start on the ball team. There are more important things in life than whether you get to drive the new car. There are more important things in life. And, you know, I love you, Marcus. Marcus is telling me he recently bought a brand new car, didn't have it any time, somebody hit him. That's the way life goes. And he's got a couple other cars. He said he'd like to drive the new one. But that's okay. God give you something to go around in. He's blessed you. I don't think there's a single person in the house that can't say they're blessed.
Amen.
I believe everybody under the sound of my voice can say God has blessed me.
Amen.
He has. What does that song say? I'll be done here in a second. If all I had, he took away. You know this song, boys and girls. Do you know it? Then I still would have to say, God has been so good to me. Has he not? Oh, he's been so good to us. You agreed with me. As a matter of fact, he's been so good to us, we shouldn't be quiet.
Amen.
We shouldn't sit here and passively let the time go by and not praise him.
Amen.
We should be shouting from the rooftops. Well, preacher, we've been doing pretty good. We've been seeing people saved here long. We have a good service here and there. If we were where we needed to be, you'd never needed preaching this morning.
That's right. Yeah.
If we were where we needed to be, you'd have shouted me down. If we were where we needed to be, God would have been so full of this place that sinners would have ran out the door.
Amen.
They'd either ran to the altar or ran out the door. Now, is that not the way it's supposed to be?
Amen.
And I can't point the finger at you. I can't point the finger at you. Here's the only one I can point the finger at. I need to get right. I need to get revived. Can you say, and then I'm going to hush, can you say you're as close to God as you have ever been?
No.
If you say no, then you need revival.
Amen.
Is that not right?
Amen.
Now listen. Well, preacher, God's done great things in my life. He did great things in Samson's life as well. As a matter of fact, Samson killed 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey. A greater victory as you'll ever read about in the Bible. But you know what happened after the battle was over and Samson had won? He needed reviving. So God clave a hollow place in that jawbone And Samson took that jawbone and drank the water out of the hollow place, and he was revived. How many bones?
One.
Don't you tell me what you do at church doesn't matter. You might be the one bone that brings revival to the whole church.
Amen.
It might be you. Do we need it?
Amen.
Amen.
Then let's try to get to it. We've got a few days. Let's try to get to it. You know who I saw yesterday? I saw Reverend Terry Green. He said, "I love you." He said, "I'm looking forward to coming to be with you in revival." He said, "I hope we can have a big, big revival." Do you?
Amen.
Well, guess who's got to have a big, big part in it if we have a big, big revival? You do.
Amen.
Right. All right.
Amen.
I love you. Don't give me any praise. Don't give me any credit. What you need to do is be praising God that you're on the foundation. What you need to do is be praising God that He was set, and a way shall there be. Isaiah chapter 35. And it shall be a highway of holiness. And it shall be for that wayfaring man, though a fool, he cannot err therein. It says no line will be on there. Only the redeemed, folks. Now, I know I didn't quote that right, so I want you to get your Bible. I want you to get it down when you go home. Turn to Isaiah chapter 35, and you read about the highway of holiness. And thank God that your feet are on it.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad?
Amen.
All right, let me close with this. Though others would be lonely when all their friends are gone, my Lord is ever standing by my side. A heavy load upon me, and yet I'm pressing on, because I found a Savior, friend, and guide. Oh, yes, I have somebody with me to share my heavy load. I feel His presence near me every day. And although trouble overtakes me along life's weary road, I have somebody with me all the way. Pam got some bad news. I guess Jerry was with her when she heard it. But I couldn't be there. You folks couldn't be there. But even if Jerry couldn't have made it, she had somebody with her.
Amen.
Aren't you glad? There's a song we used to sing at Round Mountain, the number 81 in the Green Book. It says, "I'm never alone."
Amen.
Aren't you glad? I don't care how bad the storm rages. I don't care how much the rain falls and the wind blows and you feel like you just are stopped dead in your tracks and can't go on. The foundation will be there.
Yes.
The rock will be there. Lean on it. Cling to it, and He'll see you through the storm.
Amen.
Amen.
He's a Psalm 46 and 1. God is our refuge and a very present help in time of trouble. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
Now, preacher, that's just not me. I'm not one of those shouters. I'm not one of those that testifies or speaks. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth. What? With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. But whosoever believeth on Him not be ashamed. you need to tell it. Wait until that heart's about to beat out of you, and then just say exactly what God wants you to and leave it. Don't add to it. Don't take away from it. Just say what God gives you.
Amen.
Are you okay? Are you thankful for your Sunday school teacher?
Amen.
Look there, Marty, they love you. And John's not here this morning. I appreciate Johnny filling in and being our Sunday school superintendent this morning. You thankful for your Sunday school superintendent?
Amen.
Amen.
You thankful for your song leader?
Amen.
Well, guess what? They're not going to be around always. So, young people, what this church is 20 years from now is on you. It's on you. We might as well not wait until we've got gray hair to start lifting our voice up to the Lord.
Amen.
If He's been good to you, you need to tell it. If He has blessed you, you need to tell it. If He's given you a home where they love you and you love them and y'all love God, you need to thank Him for it.
Yeah.
If you love your church, tell your church.
Amen.
Listen. People know I love them. No, they don't. No, they don't. If you don't show them and you don't tell them, they don't know. Let's show that we belong to the Lord by loving people and letting it show. All right. All hearts and minds clear. Appreciate your good attention. Go read your Bible. Pray. Let's get where we can have a revival. All right, I love you. I want to see you people saved. I want to see the church rejoice. You're at liberty until tonight. Training union at 5 tonight.
Jacket.